T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll see. We're working on it. We don't stop working and looking at different avenues to bring players in. There's some options, you know, potentially, you know, trade options. There's also, you know, some guys on the street still that could potentially come in and help us. So we're kind of looking at everything right now. Maybe something will happen sooner rather than later.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Ryan Poles, and he was on with Dan and Lawrence a while back now, and it sounded imminent that they were going to get that edge rusher. And now, if you've got your scorecards here, Dustin, make sure you have the list of names.
Oh, that,
now it, scratch a line.
This name is at the top of Dustin's list.
Well, he's already scratched a line through it.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd off the market. Leonard Floyd has signed with the Buffalo Bills.
That's a good signing for the Buffalo Bills.
He reunites with a pretty good player that he once had some success with.
Yeah, I think that when you look at Leonard Floyd's career since leaving Chicago, certainly you don't want to have a reason that you're on the street, but the Rams deemed him expendable, mm-hmm. but they did win a championship. He has done pretty well, and he was a part of that defense. That was a big reason why. Now he goes for this opportunity, third team, point in his career where he might be a specialist, a pass rusher on third down, maybe passing downs. But good for Leonard Floyd. You see guys like this. What was it that John Fox said? He'll be in the NFL for 15 years. And you could envision him being in the NFL a very long time if he can do that one thing that every team needs well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I don't know that anyone's going to shed a tear. I know Dustin is probably laughing uproariously at the idea of no Leonard Floyd. He never warmed to the player. I think he didn't want Leonard Floyd to be their draft pick. And then when he was, he wanted to be correct about that. So it's really more about, you know, his form of stubbornness about a guy than it is about not bringing a guy in. But that's another pass rusher that it's off that list. And you know, relatively young guy, 30 years old, basically, right?
Yeah, 30 years old. And I think you look at his future, and he could probably squeeze a couple more productive seasons out of it. No doubt about it. Pass rushers can last a long time with the right team and the right scheme. And Buffalo seems like it might be that for Leonard Floyd. With the Bears back on the practice field this week for OTAs, I think minicamp is right around the corner next week.
Yep.
Jalen Johnson's involvement will be a point of discussion. And over the weekend, Justin Fields, regularly scheduled, I think this was probably before the questions about, you know, Jalen Johnson surfaced, but made a commitment to play and participate in Jalen Johnson's golf outing in Fresno, the one that he referenced during his statement last week. And Justin Fields backed it up by going to California and supporting his teammate. Great move by a quarterback who understands leadership and understands what something like that, a gesture that big, will mean in the grand scheme of things. Good for him.
Yeah. And you mentioned them back on the practice field. They will be practicing in Lake Forest at Hallis Hall. They won't be moving to Arlington Heights anytime soon. They're not going to Naperville yet.
Not yet.
But that became a possibility.
Yeah, it did. Well, that was the Friday news dump. Don't know if it was intentional or not, but it sure felt like that. It sure seemed like that. Did it not to you?
Listen, the Bears, they want a lot, and they they are unwilling to do a lot. It's really kind of interesting to me. If the new did they feel that somehow that they were going to avoid this tax issue? Is that what this is? Do they feel that they can't take on this responsibility if indeed that's what it is?
There's no doubt that this is related to the tax issue.
Higher reaction to it.
The Bears are in negotiations with Arlington Heights and the school districts there over the tax value of the property that Arlington International Racecourse represents. 326 acres is something like that.
And so they bought it for $197 million?
Yes. Like, I mean, it's theirs. They closed on the deal.
Yes.
So this is the Bears' land.
And
they've been pushing to have the site assessed at $37 million. The leaders of the three local school districts that receive taxes from the site, they say it should be worth $95 million.
Right.
There's a difference in that. And it's only going to change, and there's going to be that disparity. This is a negotiation. No doubt about it. This is what Kevin Warren considered priority one, and one of the big reasons why he is here. He has navigated this before in Minnesota for the Vikings at US Bank Stadium. I don't know where this goes next, but the ability to go from we're only going to fixate and focus on Arlington Heights to, hey, hello, Naperville, we'll talk to you too. That's a shift. That's a change in the direction and a change in philosophy. Because as the Bears said in their statement, Arlington Heights is no longer their singular purpose.
Okay, but you can't help but wonder if it is a shift or if it's a ruse, if it's some sort of a real kind of eye-opening moment, well, they're not going to play ball, we got to get out of this, or is it sort of a movement to try to gain leverage that you don't have right now over whether or not your taxes are going up?
Well, that's a good question. I think a couple things. Number one, I think it would be naive to think that the Bears didn't anticipate this. Or it would be naive if the Bears didn't anticipate this. They could not have started this process without the understanding that, number one, it is the largest in Illinois history, as they have reminded us. And by the way, the key part of that sentence is Illinois. You are in a state where you know you're going to encounter these kind of things.
Yes.
These political roadblocks don't have to be. They're obstacles, but you can get around them. You need somebody who understands the landscape. And that is who Kevin Warren is supposed to be. So I think it would be naive to think that this wasn't going to happen somewhere. Maybe not in Naperville specifically, but along the way, there was going to have to be some sort of leverage ploy like this by the Bears. And maybe that's all this is. I don't know where this goes next. It does open the door to other municipalities. We heard from the Rockford, Dave Vella, a representative, a Democrat from Rockford, wants to jump on. And he said, hey, we'll take the Bears. We'll get in the mix. I don't know if you want to do that. If you're the Bears, because then how much time are you wasting that could be directed in trying to get a deal struck so you don't have this tax assessment that you can't live with?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, this is an oddity to me. It really is.
Well,
because I don't believe that they can be sincere. And, you know, they've already begun the tear down of Arlington Park.
Bad week for this to break.
They've already got the land.
The equipment.
They got everything.
The demolition.
They're in good shape.
They're ready to go.
And you want it to move forward.
Yeah.
And now the idea that you're going to stall or slow down or, you know, I don't know. Maybe you can do two things at once. If you can cut a sweetheart deal elsewhere while still moving forward in what you're planning on doing. I got a hard time looking at this and thinking this is anything other than trying to create some leverage.
Well, if it reminds me of this. Let's go back 10 years.
Yeah.
It's May of 2013. And Tom Ricketts wants all these renovations done to Wrigley Field. He wants the city to cooperate. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor at the time, was like, hey, wait a second. We love the Cubs. We love what you do to the neighborhood, but you're not getting everything you want. It was a negotiation. Now, certainly the Cubs, do you think they ever were serious about moving to Rosemont?
No.
But they met with Brad Stevens. They met with the mayor. Yep. They talked about plans to build this whole Wrigley Field replica out by the airport, which is, you know, now that you see a stadium out there, it's not Wrigley Field, but there's a baseball stadium out there. The point of it is the Cubs never really intended truly to leave Wrigley Field. But Tom Ricketts, nonetheless, I remember writing the story. I remember hearing him say it. He said that, you know what? If it gets to the point where we don't have the ability to do what we want in the outfield with all the signage, we're going. Empty threat, probably.
Sure.
But it's something you say in the course of a negotiation. It's part of the process of trying to gain leverage. So we have been down this road before with the Cubs. Different, maybe, avenue. Same idea. I don't think the Cubs were ever going to go to Rosemont, and I don't think the Bears are going to end up in Naperville. But you do have to play this out.
I'm not arguing that.
I know.
I just question the sincerity of whether they'll do it or not. Let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people want to check in. 312-644-6767. John is in Arlington Heights. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, John.
Good. I just want to chime in real quick. And I think you guys already know this. You kind of made it clear. I believe the Bears are fully focused on Arlington Heights. They own the property. You got the Metro there. You got the highways right there. It makes perfect sense. I think that this is negotiation. It's a negotiation tactic so they could put a little urgency into the town of Arlington Heights, into the political system, to just give them the idea that, hey, Arlington Heights might not be our only option. We have other options, and there are other townships that are stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, come over here. We'll give you this deal. We'll give you that deal. So I think it's clearly a negotiation tactic, and actually I think it's a smart one, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know how smart it is because I don't – you know, they got a lot of money already going that way toward Arlington Heights. So
I don't know,
for me to imagine them shifting gears.
Me too, and I think that's why I hesitate in agreeing wholeheartedly with what John says. Great point, but – is it smart to cast doubt on your ability to pull off a building project seamlessly?
Well,
and is that what they're doing here? You know what I mean? Didn't we all assume, and maybe we got over the top in saying when Kevin Warren took over, like, this is the greatest hire the Bears have ever made. This guy is going to, everything he touches is going to turn to gold. Every conversation he has, we're going to be better for it. And I think we thought, maybe left the impression that, Molly, these kinds of obstacles weren't ones the Bears were going to have to clear. Maybe that was naive.
Yeah.
Maybe this is all part of it, right? So I would like to hear from Kevin Warren, frankly. I know that's probably not going to happen.
Did we invite him to join us?
He has been invited to join. We have not heard back yet.
Okay. I think between this and where the Bears are in this negotiation and in light of what the Big Ten, you know, situation with the new commissioner and some of the contract deals that were unresolved that were it was a major story a couple weeks ago. I think it would be great to hear from Kevin Warren on both of those topics.
I totally agree. I definitely want to hear from him, but I don't know that he has responded yet. Shad is on the south side. Hey, Shad.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling, man?
Hey, Shad.
Man, everything is good, man. Want to start the day off great. I heard y'all talk about Bears, so I had to give a call in. Thanks, Dustin, Jared, and everybody, man. I'm geeked about this season, man. The first thing I'm thinking about, I know y'all talking pass rush, to the passer. And I don't necessarily mean that as a hyperbole. I mean, like, second, third year of Trubisky's development, we looked and saw what Matt Nagy decided to do in terms of evolving the pass game. Maybe the reason they're not putting priority on pass rush right now, even though they still have opportunities to increase that position, is because of how they're going to be running the ball or balancing that offense with that new assault in terms of array of weapons on offense. Now, think about it like this. If Luke Getsy's second phase of offense ends up just being the same type of offense we saw, but just more efficiency, then if you look at how we ran defense, an elite pass rusher might not be as high priority as we think. What's that about that perspective, man?
Well, I think it's an interesting one. I think I don't care what kind of defense you play. I don't care if you think you've improved your run defense and that's going to make you better and you're going to run the ball more. I've never seen a good defense without a good pass rush, ever. I don't think it can happen. I think these things, and I don't believe that they have enough at that position, and I honestly don't believe they have enough.
I think they agree with that. And I think, Shad, you make a good point and an excellent question. I do think it's a little wishful thinking to believe that because the Bears are going to Luke Getsy 2.0 and improve offensively in the passing game and in other facets, that they're going to be, you know, more of a high-scoring dynamic attack, which is all going to be true in theory. I don't think that prevents you from having to have a good pass rush, and it doesn't change the reality that every good defense needs one.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
I think they're independent thoughts. I'm not sure they're as related. Now, once you get your entire defensive roster, then see how everything fits together, and it might affect how you play ball control or not, how aggressive you are offensively. Certainly that's complimentary football 101.
Right.
But I don't think now you can justify your gains offensively to try to rationalize what you don't have on the edge.
Let's try Anthony. Anthony is on the north side. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, guys. That guy just killed my vibe by bringing up Trubisky, by the way. But my thoughts on the stadium, I just don't see the Bears having the funds or the money to go forward with anything. I mean, they still owe, what, $700 million where they're at now, and, you know, they're all the money. I just don't see them
having the money to move forward anywhere.
They don't know that. Public's
money
on the hook.
Yeah.
It's us. Yeah. It's everybody in Chicago. It's the public aspect of that financing plan that ended up being made it such a bad deal.
Yeah, they don't. But they're not on the hook for that. You know, here's the thing. If you want to be one of the big boys in the NFL, you need to own your own building. You can't be leasing a building and really make anywhere near the amount of money you should make. Just by owning that landmass, that increases the value of the franchise. But once they actually get the building up and running, and they will be able to do that fairly, I don't think it'll be a difficult thing for them to do. I think they just want to limit the amount of money that they're on the hook for. And, you know, we talked about this idea that the amount of money that you got to pay to keep that building up and running in Minnesota is probably more than they thought. But they make so much.
It's a fraction of what the profit is. And that's a really good point that I think that is be worth asking Mark Gannis about when we get him on the program next, is that when you're talking about a potential $5 billion building project or $4 to $5 billion building project, how much is quibbling over? Again, these are hard to relate to terms, but is it quibbling when you're talking about the difference between $37 million and a $95 million tax assessment? When you're talking about the totality of the project, I don't know that it's not, but I also am not an expert in something like that. So I think somebody who is might be better served in telling us that.
Well, I understand that the whole point of the exercise is to maximize your profit. So you never want to ignore whatever the small amount of money is. You want to make sure you control that as best you can. And you want to make sure that you're, but I can't see them not building this project in the place where it's at, because they don't own Soldier Field.
I agree with that.
If they own something, obviously it's worth more and their franchise will be worth more. And they've got to think about the future when they're trying to figure out where they're going to wind up. And they're in like a totally antiquated building.
That's a non-starter to stay at Soldier Field. And I don't think that's what I would entertain the possibility of if I'm Brandon Johnson, the new Chicago mayor. To answer the question before it might be asked, though, I also don't know if Brandon Johnson and people in the city of Chicago have in mind another site where the Bears might build. I don't think that's an idea that probably has a lot of merit either. But I do wonder if somewhere this week in Chicago, that's being discussed. Like, hey, if this door is open just like I talked about Rockford and other places, are they considering that in the city?
Yeah, I can't imagine that being the case, but it's a worthy question. We'll bring in Mark Annis next. We'll go over this stuff with him, and we'll find out exactly what the real options are.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's the man to talk to about this. Mark Annis joins us next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Two-part question for you about the stadium in Arlington Heights. Do you view that as the sole focus of the organization right now?
Yes, that's the sole focus right now.
As opposed to any of the options? 100%. And in a best-case scenario where everything goes great as far as the construction and the closing and all that, when is the earliest realistic time the stadium could open?
I'll be able to answer that question to you in about 6 months when I'm able to sit down and really review things. It wouldn't be proper for me to say it. I got to really sit down and get the information downloaded. I'll be able to answer that. I'd be guessing right now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. That is Kevin Warren talking at his introductory news conference about the singular focus on the new stadium, and that is no longer the case. The Bears have announced that Arlington Heights is no longer the singular focus for their new stadium after tax issues jumped up, and they took a meeting with Naperville about this, and it's fascinating stuff, and we are trying to figure out if there's any legs to it or if it's leverage. And who better to talk to than our guy Mark Gannis? He, of course, with SportsCore, the founder and the president, and a guy that knows a little something about stadiums and has been kind enough to share that information with us in the past. He joins us on the Busey Bank Score Hotline, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing wonderfully. What a gorgeous, gorgeous Chicago summer morning we have today.
Yeah, the weather has turned and it's been fantastic. It's good construction weather, Mark. I don't need to point that out because they're tearing up about every road in town. But what is your take on what you're seeing happening right now in Arlington Heights, where this tax issue has made the Bears want to reconsider things a little bit, or at least open up to other bidders all of a sudden?
You know, what's happening is, unfortunately, what happens in Cook County and Illinois with our political system and our wonderful politicians far too frequently. What you had was you have a bunch of parties that are trying to make their bones on the backs of the Bears politically. They're trying to say, well, if the Bears want this, we're going to charge them through the nose for that, and we're going to take the property taxes, and you know, this thing that we could that Churchill Downs was paying a couple of million dollars a year for, we're going to say they have to pay double-digit millions, and that's just to start. That's before they put $2 or $3 billion stadium into the ground, and before they put any of the other ancillary development in the ground, which they won't ever be able to move. And they're setting it up so that the advantages that Arlington Heights has had, they are quickly dissipating. They're taking something that was a gift to the northern suburbs and to Cook County, and they are, by their own actions, and again, this is just politics in Cook County and the toxic environment we have here, very selfish environment, they are taking that and they're really I won't say destroying it, but they are reducing it dramatically to the point where all those great advantages that Arlington Heights has had, they've reduced to the point where the Bears are going to talk to other communities like Naperville, which is in a different county jurisdiction. I just heard from somebody at the league that they're going to have a sit down meeting with the mayor as well, the new mayor, Mayor Johnson, if there's possibly another site in the city of Chicago that he may want to propose. So, and not Soldier Field, that's you know, gone. That's been gone for a long time. So they shouldn't be doing this. It's like they can't help themselves around here politically.
Let me follow up on that.
That's what's going on.
Real quick, Mark. So somebody from the league office informed you that the mayor of Chicago wants to have a sit down with the Bears or is planning one to talk about a different site other than Soldier Field in light of this recent development?
They're having a meeting. It's my interpretation what the meeting is about, but that they will be meeting. Yes.
That's something that probably wasn't expected given the way this project began. Maybe it's as a result of what's going on. And here's the follow-up to that. How many sports teams pay property taxes like this? And how common is it that they would get in the way of a building project of this magnitude?
David, that's a great question. Very few NFL teams, very few major league sports teams pay any property taxes for their stadium. Very few pay anything. And the ones that do pay, it's typically a fixed amount. It's a lowered amount, not an inflated amount. So the idea that the Bears would be paying double-digit millions to start before they've even dug a hole in the ground in property taxes for this site, and then who knows what it'll be after they've invested billions of dollars into it, that's an absolutely untenable situation. No other team in the NFL has that kind of situation. And, you know, you'd think that, you know, the county assessor's office might have actually done a little bit of research on this. But then again, maybe it doesn't matter to them because they're just trying to get headlines, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the Bears will continue with the demolition, right? They will keep preparing the site while they talk to other people. Is that accurate?
Yes. And let me add to that site is going to be developed.
Right.
It's a fantastic site. Whether the stadium goes there or not, we'll see. But it's not like the Bears have, you know, thrown $200 million away in buying the site. That site, especially when all the environmental testing is done and it's cleared of the racetrack activities, that site could be used as a commercial development. But it really should be used for the stadium. And if the politicians would just do a little bit of research, it won't take them much. All they have to do is call Mr. Google and ask them how much do NFL teams pay in property taxes for their stadiums. I think they will be surprised perhaps at the answer, and maybe they can just be a little bit consistent with what's going on everywhere else in the country.
So, Mark, you know how this works. It's a big picture development in a major project, and Kevin Warren was hired and he received a lot of praise on this program and throughout the city. So I wonder, as this story takes this turn, does it make people question Kevin Warren's leadership or reinforce why he's here?
It's the latter. Reinforce why he's here. Kevin is, I've known Kevin for quite a few years. He's been heavily involved in the NFL for a very long time, for decades. And he is, he has integrity that oozes out of every pore in his body, which maybe makes him a little bit unusual here in Chicago when dealing with politicians. But he's got great integrity, he's got great intelligence, and he's got the most amazing determination and persistence you will find. This is a man of great faith, and he believes in what he says, and he does what's right because it's the right thing to do. So if people, if our political leadership views him as just, you know, the newest, prettiest person to come in their doors and ask for stuff, and that he's just the same as everybody else, they need to do a little bit of research, because Kevin Warren is both exceptional at what he does and has tremendous integrity. So they should look at him and talk to him in that manner, and they will be able to cut a deal. There's a deal here to be cut, guys. It's it really is ready to be done. This really awesome transaction is ready. Just you can't have everybody feeding at the trough like they're hogs getting ready for slaughter.
And in that light, does this offer an opportunity to Brandon Johnson to come up with an alternative site, to come up with some kind of plan? Or is this more of a leverage play to let Arlington Heights know how serious they are?
Our great, former Chicagoan Barack Obama said something very important. He said elections have consequences. We just had an election here for mayor of Chicago.
Yep.
And a consequence is we now have Mayor Johnson. This is an opportunity for him. Arlington Heights and the political leadership from the area that has been, you know, talking one way publicly and maybe doing something different, saying something different privately, they've opened the door for Mayor Johnson to do something that the former mayor had no shot at doing, didn't have the skills to do, frankly, it appears, if he wants to take advantage of that opportunity. So yeah, I guess I gave you guys some news here this morning, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Mark, for that. Not to get too deep into the weeds, but when you talk about how few NFL teams actually pay property taxes, I wonder if this project specifically is being treated differently or viewed differently because of the Bears' quest or desire to make it an entertainment district that will include hotels, maybe condos, restaurants, and a casino, perhaps, beyond the stadium structure itself. Could that be part of what's driving this as well?
No, because those things aren't built yet, David. If and when they're built, perhaps, but the assessor is saying he wants to value the land, which is unusable now because the racetrack is closed,
right.
and he wants to charge five times the amount as when the racetrack was open. I'd love to tell you that's the reason, but it's not.
You know, here's the fear, Mark, is that, okay, you've got this issue in Arlington Heights and you're trying to work your way through it. Let's say they come to some compromise on that, some kind of cost certainty, whatever it is, whatever the Bears are hoping for. What's to prevent the next thing from coming up? You know, what there are so many sort of moving parts to this. How do you get the kind of deal that you want, that you feel is correct, if you've already run afoul of a problem before you even got it going?
You know, you ask a question that has got to be something that the McCaskey family and Kevin ask themselves every day. Now, living and having a major business in Chicago and Cook County, you know you're subject to things like among the highest ticket taxes in the country, because you have three jurisdictions taking taxes on tickets. You have the state, you have the city, you have and the county. I think we're at 11-point-something% in the city of Chicago on ticket taxes. One thing you can do is you're no longer going to be in the city of Chicago if you move to a suburban location, and you can try and work out some kind of tax certainty. There are also other taxes that people don't even think about that we do in sports. Taxes related to things like beer sales and things like that, where there are special taxes, and they can be jacked up and have been in Cook County and in Chicago when they need additional money. It's part of being in this region. You want to be here. Some of these risks you accept. But property taxes, which is generally one of the largest taxes that could be paid, you try and fix. You try and have a payment in lieu of taxes, pilot payments, it's called in some parts of the country. You try and have a capped amount, or at least a capped increase from one year to the other as part of a master development agreement. So there are things that can be done legally. There are also other things that can be done with the money from the taxes. We have with TIFs, tax increment financing districts, where money can be directed, and that's where funds can go that the project generates into infrastructure and roads and sewers and things of that nature. So there are ways to do it so that you can mitigate the risks, but you can never get rid of the risks.
Quickly, Mark, before we go, you said it's an opportunity for Mayor Brandon Johnson. knowing the city as you do, is there a patch of land? Is there an area that you think is more feasible than others for the Bears to consider if, in fact, the city comes to them with this opportunity?
There are. And if the mayor wants to identify them, all he's got to do is look at an aerial and see where there might be. The 20, 30 potential acres together. And look at the old Chicago Olympics plan, and you'll see that there are places where this can be done. But it's not just having open land, David. You've got to also have the political will to want to do something like this. And if the mayor wants to, if this is something he wants to make a priority, he's now being given an opportunity to. It's the people in the area around Arlington Heights, the political leadership that have opened this door. Whether he wants to walk through it or not, with all the other priorities that he's got, we'll find out. But he's going to be given the opportunity. Let's see what happens.
Mark, thanks a ton. Really appreciate your time as always. This is tricky stuff, but you know the way through it.
Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
That is Mark Gannis from Sports Corps. It's really interesting.
We got to follow up on some of that stuff. Interesting.
No question about it. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Mully and Haw flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
You know, I just heard from somebody at the league that they're going to have a sit-down meeting with the mayor as well, the new mayor, Mayor Johnson, if there's possibly another site in the city of Chicago that he may want to propose. And not Soldier Field. That's gone. That's been gone for a long time. So they shouldn't be doing this. It's like they can't help themselves around here politically.
Let me follow up on that.
That's what's going on.
Real quick, Mark. So somebody from the league office informed you that the mayor of Chicago wants to have a sit down with the Bears or is planning one to talk about a different site other than Soldier Field in light of this recent development?
They're having a meeting. I it's my interpretation what the meeting is about, but that they will be meeting, yes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score, breaking news. Not just Naperville, but the city of Chicago itself. Not just an invitation from Rockford, but the city of Chicago. There's plenty of places where this could fit. And, you know, we know that the mayor has a lot of sympathy for the downtrodden, for people that don't have the opportunity to get jobs. To, you know, think about how much you could do for the city if you had the Bears locked into a different site, maybe something a little farther south, maybe something, you know, relatively close to where the new presidential library will be. I don't know where.
Okay, I get it.
That's where they were talking about
I understand,
the Olympics.
I understand why that would be a natural conclusion to reach if you are Brandon Johnson and your new mayor. And this development happens. Maybe you saw it coming, maybe you didn't. You've got to explore those possibilities. I, number one, don't know how realistic it is. Number two, I don't know how much of a priority it should be in terms of, yeah, you don't want to lose the Bears to the suburbs. But what Mark's point was after he broke that news was, I think, the one worth remembering. It's not only an economic It's not just the challenge of putting things together and where are you going to put it and where are you going to find the land and how are you going to do all of that. Do you have the political will to embark on something like that? Because think about what that would entail. Something like that would be hard to fathom. You only got 4 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're
no,
the mayor. I don't know how realistic it is because of that, and I don't know if that's just – if you're the Bears, yeah, you're taking that phone call, you're taking that meeting, and you're letting everybody who can know because you want it out there that, hey, yeah, we could stay. We could stay in the city. We could play south of Soldier Field. We had those same plans from the 2016 Olympics. Again, though, I think it all falls under the category of leverage because the Arlington Heights thing makes too much sense.
No, I personally believe it's going to happen in Arlington Heights. It really is, unless – there is some sweetheart deal. And even if you get some kind of sweetheart deal offered to you, you can leverage that into making sure that Arlington Heights happens. And they've already started down that road. They have the land. They have the, you know, they're taking it down. They're raising the old ball, the old horse track. I mean, I get it. I get it that it's likely to happen. But, you know, if you want a dream, if you want possibility, there's your possibility. I don't think it's going to happen. No, I don't think that. I think the Bears have already moved. I'm just saying.
Well, Brandon Johnson, in many ways, is the mayor as a result of a political Hail Mary. I mean, he was somebody who was a long shot. So my sense would be that he would be ambitious enough to want to at least have this conversation, maybe, you know, articulate his ambition, whatever the case may be.
I don't know how sincere the Bears are, right? I mean, I mean they're taking a meeting. Okay, whoop-de-doo. They seem to have moved along in a certain way, and now they're changing that is their sole focus. That is noise, David, in a lot of ways. They're just saying what they have to say to try to get the reduction they're looking for in terms of the taxes they're facing in Arlington.
Also, it bears remembering that in Minnesota, they went through similar stops and starts. They went through similar – the process is seldom seamless. And so this, in many ways, it would have been naive to expect this to go without a hitch, especially as Mark Gannis pointed out with the tongue-in-cheek. I mean, we're talking about an Illinois building project with involving Cook County and a lot of things that get in the way historically, traditionally. And I think this is just the first of what hopefully isn't many, but probably the first of several.
Let's try Paul. Paul's in Palatine. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a couple of quick comments. I'm a property tax assessment attorney, and I have a little bit of obviously some experience with things like this. But the difference in terms of a commercial property like the Bears purchased out in Arlington Park. You know, if the assessor's office is valuing the property at $197 million, roughly that equates to about a $5.3 million yearly tax bill. And, I mean, it's unusable in its current state. It's essentially a vacant lot. You know, so if they are fighting or were fighting for a $37.5 million valuation, then you're looking at a tax bill per year of just north of $1,012,500. So that's a pretty substantial difference. That's a $4.3 million difference. And then in terms of all the demolition equipment and things of that nature, the sooner that they could get those structures removed and demoed, the sooner that they could get a prorated assessment and have the building values removed from the different parcels. So, ultimately, the difference between being assessed as a commercial property and just a vacant land property, there are different assessment factors, and it could make an absolutely massive difference. And then, if the current assessment were to stay, I know that the Board of Review, they're saying that they just reduced the value to $95 million. Well, that's great. I'd be interested to know though if the Bears waived their right to file a further appeal to the Circuit Court or the Property Tax Appeal Board, or if they're going to stick with that $95 million valuation, because there's a lot that goes into this, and there are different incentives that when the Bears build, they might be able to take advantage of and be assessed at a 10% classification factor instead of 25%. I know it's all technical, but when you stretch this thing out over years and years, it's millions and millions of dollars that you're talking about.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your expertise. These are the devil is in the details.
Sure.
And these are the kinds of things that you work out during negotiations with your own lawyers, with your own legal team. But they're right now getting in the way of the big picture plans and everybody's broad ambition and the hopes and dreams of opening up a stadium in 2027. It's hard to get off the ground because you have these little details that are getting in the way.
All right, we will get back to this, but we've got Steve Stone next. We're going to talk some White Sox with Stoney. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.